Wisconsin agriculture officials say farming contributes $50 billion to the state economy through jobs and products sold. Because of that, Wisconsin wants federal homeland security money to protect potentially vulnerable areas like livestock markets and poultry producers from bioterrorism or other attacks. Robin Schmidt oversees food security for the state Ag Department.
That's not all that unreasonable to think that somebody might be trying to target the agricultural systems in this country based on what we know about the ease at which it could be done and what that would do with not only the state economy but basically the national economy as well because of our exports.
Wisconsin's list of potential terrorist targets is long. Not all are farming related. For instance, a Milwaukee shopping mall was submitted to the Federal Department of Homeland Security for protection dollars. State officials say they're whittling the list of 7,000 locations down to 100 terrorist targets. The Office of Justice Assistance oversees Homeland Security grants. Executive Director David Steingraber says they excluded suggestions like Applefest in Bayfield, which can draw 50,000 visitors.
We worked through county emergency management directors. We gave them the criteria, and we early on discovered that they were sending us a lot of things that we didn't anticipate getting.
Homeland Security dollars are already being used in various ways. Next week, Wisconsin Ag and Health officials will do a disaster drill. It involves the Prairie Island nuclear plant in Minnesota. The purpose of the mock situation is to see how far radioactive material might drift across Wisconsin farms and how it might affect crops and animals. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.